God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here in beautiful Brevard County, Florida. You are listening to WMIE 91.5 FM. You might be listening on WWBC 1510 AM. And I was talking yesterday about the signal strength of 1510 AM versus 91.5 FM. Paul was telling me that the FM signal of the AM station is 100.7. And he said that signal is very, very clear and very powerful. So if you find the 10:30 time slot easier than the 8:30 or the 5 p.m., you might check out 100.7, which is the same station as WBC, just over on the FM dial. And see if that doesn't get a little bit clearer for you. So thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you. There's some people that I know that today is their birthday. And so we wish you a happy birthday. Pray that you have a blessed day in the Lord. In fact, I know about three different people that that today is their birthday. I might know more than that, but I haven't checked Facebook yet to give me an update on all of the people. Today I want to take you to Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 31. And if you thought that yesterday's program out of Proverbs 29:27, where we tried to give some scriptural understanding from a few thousand years ago, that helps to describe the animosity and the disdain between people who are not Christians and their attitude towards Christians. I'll just say this. I didn't say this yesterday. I've never understood the mindset of atheists towards Christians until I read that verse. Atheists who say, you know, this life is all there is. There is no God. There is no heaven. There's no afterlife at all. There's no hell. And so we just don't believe in any of that. Okay, you have the right to do that. What I've never understood is why they did not want or were so insistent on other people who did believe opposite of them, why they wanted to deny them that opportunity. Never understood that until Proverbs 29:27. And so maybe that'll help you to understand them. And again, our goal is to see them saved, because every one of us, because of our sin, were an abomination to God, and God, we were at enmity with him, and God, through his son, Jesus Christ, paid the price so that you and I could be forgiven and restored and reconciled to right relationship with God. Thank God for his gift of righteousness. Don't take it for granted. It came at a very high price. Today is going to be another message that is going to cross grain the cultural mindset and even some in Christian circles. So we're going to be in Proverbs chapter 31. We'll touch on some other verses as well. But Proverbs 31, the last part of chapter 31, is the Proverbs 31 woman. The first part has some instructions from the words of King Lemuel. So let me read verses 1 through 9 for you. The words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. What, my son, and what, son of my womb, and what, son of my vows? Do not give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes intoxicating drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the justice of all the afflicted. Give strong drink to him who is perishing and wine to those who are bitter of heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Open your mouth for the speechless and the cause of all who are appointed to die. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. So this admonition that the king recited was actually sourced from his mother, and her concern was that he not participate in things that destroy kings. Now, I want to start this program off today by reminding you that as a child of the living God, you are spiritual royalty. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are princes and princesses of God. We're royalty. If you don't believe me, let me take you over to the book of 1 Peter. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. That means you're royalty. A holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So you are royalty, and royalty behaves differently than those who are not of royalty. In fact, if you were to have an encounter with a foreign dignitary, you would have to study the protocols of meeting that dignitary. Okay? So there are kingdom protocols, kingdom of God protocols. And you don't want to do anything that is going to destroy your ability to serve the people that God has given you authority to build up. That's what a king's primary purpose was. It wasn't so that they could do all of the work and you could siphon off all of the resources. That's a perversion of the system that was supposed to be in place. A king was a servant. A pastor is a servant. If you hear the term minister, that is the equivalent of the term servant. If you hear a person who has been elected to the position of deacon, that is a word that means servant. It is much in line with the concept that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came not to be served, but to serve. So you don't want anything that is going to undermine that primary purpose of serving the people that God has placed you in a position of authority over. You get to watch over their souls. You get to make sure that they're protected. You get to make sure that they are cared for and that they're provided for and that justice rules and reigns under your care. So, one of the things that that is described is do not give your strength to women. What that is describing is that the king should not be a womanizer. He should not be so concerned with his own selfishness that he ignores the responsibilities that God has given to him. You know, I look at Solomon and all of the women that he had in his life, and it's like, he might have been the wisest guy on the planet, but that's not very smart, you know. And I'm sure that some of those were political alliances and things like that, But I don't want any part of that. I don't want any competition. I want peace, harmony, and love. I am thankful that that God has blessed me with my wife, and in fact, I told her it was just the two of us, and I told her she was a Proverbs 31 woman, and I began to explain to her why she was a Proverbs 31 woman. And husbands, let me just tell you, you need to be aware of and acknowledge and honor the gift that God has given to you in your wife. You need to hold her in high esteem so that no one else will. No one else should be having a better appreciation and honor your wife better than you. The same thing should be said true of wives, that we need to build them up, not tear them down. The world is a volatile place already. We don't need to be doing the devil's job. You need to be building your kids up. And so all of that to say, you know, we want to be successful. So here we don't want to be falling for the temptations that have been trapping men in carnal desires for millennia now. Live above that. Recognize that God, you know what God told David when he sinned with Bathsheba? He said, I have given you all of this, and if you needed it, I could have given you even more. If it was in your best interest, I would have given you even more. And yet David had gone out and brought strife and discord into his family for generations, death and destruction for generations, all because he had a weakness and committed sin that led to murder with Bathsheba. Okay, none of that has to do with verse number 4. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes intoxicating drink. Let me throw some little 2021 understanding in there as well. You're not supposed to be living with your mental faculties compromised due to any substance. You're not. It's not what you're supposed to do. It's not for kings. Now, I want you to understand that the Bible does not deny the existence of these things. They do exist. The Bible does not deny that there are people who are going to participate and indulge in some of these things. But it does say that it is not for kings, it is not for royalty to be able, or for you to be able to participate in those. So it describes that kings were not to drink wine. Let me take you to Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 1. And I got a page that is just not wanting to cooperate with me right at the moment, but we shall prevail. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. Okay, so one version says wine is a mocker, beer is a brawler. There's other passages that talks about If you spend too much time drinking wine, that you begin to see things dancing around in the glass. Your perception begins to change. You don't see things in a realistic manner. You see them in a confusing manner. And kings must maintain their mental faculties. Don't live a compromised life to where you do things that you wouldn't ordinarily do. I want you to see what it says in Proverbs 20, verse number 1 there. It says, wine is a mocker. Okay? And I did some research, and there were some people that said what wine does is it makes a mockery of a sober life. And you can see that with the commercials that beer companies and hard liquor, wine companies, all of these things, they I don't know if you know this or not, but they used to not be able to advertise. There was a federal law that would not allow them to advertise those things because of the serious ramifications that it brings on society. So it says that the wine makes a mockery of a righteous life. But I also believe that what wine does is it mocks those who indulge in it. I don't want to indulge in something that is going to cause me to have a mugshot that could be broadcast all across the you know, the media. This is kind of like where what we were talking about yesterday. The media loves to make a headline story out of anything that falls short of righteousness that a pastor or a minister does. Okay? Don't let it make a mockery out of you. Don't let it make a brawler out of you. A person who just loves to fight. It puts you, these drinks put you in a position where your threshold is lowered. It doesn't make you do things that you wouldn't ordinarily do. What it does is it compromises you to the point where you say, okay, I can do this. I had a person that told me one time, they said, the only way that I can do this, they didn't tell me, they told somebody else that I know. They said, the only way that I can do that is when I get drunk. I know people that have thought that they performed better in certain aspects if they were drunk. If their mental faculties were compromised a little bit. Now, I'll tell you something else. Now, you've got to understand that I am a teetotaler, I guess is the definition. I always thought that meant that you were down for drinking anything. I found out that it means exactly the opposite, that you don't want to drink anything. That's me. I tell you why. I had one relative who drank himself to death. I had another relative, different side of the family, who couldn't survive on his own, ended up living with a relative of mine that I loved very much, and whenever he would get drunk, would threaten to kill her. Not a fan of that. I had another relative who was an alcoholic, got saved, got called into the ministry, became a pastor who was an alcoholic, and died an alcoholic. So I am of the mindset that I've already seen what this stuff can do. I had one taste of it when I was very young. It was disgusting then. And I was like, why would anybody want to drink that? I don't understand. It tastes bad. So it says it's not for kings to drink wine. I want you to see what it says next. It says, nor for princes intoxicating drink. Now, I've told you I like to watch Robert Morris when we watch him on streaming services because we don't have a television provider. And he's all the time breaking down words. He like wants to get to the root of the word to help bring understanding to the word. And sometimes he will do that with the Greek and Hebrew, which is something that I can't do. Or sometimes he will do it with an English word. And I want you to look at this word here in verse number 4, nor for princes intoxicating drink. The root word of that is toxic. Your body struggles to process these things. It finds it toxic. And so if you indulge too much in intoxicating drink, that toxicity is going to build up in your liver, and you end up possibly having some liver issues for which there is no cure. Because of the fermenting process, if you drink too much, it causes your blood sugar levels to rise, and if you are not careful, you can cause your blood to carry about alcohol toxicity. It can have a negative impact on your pancreas, causes your blood sugars to be all out of whack, and you can actually drink yourself to death. I told you that's not theory for me. That's somebody that I've already had to deal with that. Generations, but seen that happen. Now, there was an article that came out about 3 weeks ago. It was a scientific study done by Oxford University, and it tracked people over a number of years, and it made this statement. There is no level of alcohol consumption that they could find that didn't damage the brain. They said, well, maybe if you're not a heavy drinker, maybe if you're a moderate drinker, there won't be any brain damage. And they tracked the people and said, nope, there's still brain deterioration in that group. They said, well, maybe if you're not a heavy drinker and maybe you're not a moderate drinker, maybe you're just an occasional drinker. And they tracked this group over decades, and they found that there was still some brain deterioration that took place. And their conclusion was, we may not have been able to isolate all of the various factors, but from what we have seen thus far, no level of consuming alcoholic beverages is without effect on your brain. Now, I don't know anybody that says, man, I wish my brain was just a little more inefficient. I wish that, you know, I just didn't remember things as well as I do. I just wish that my brain was more sluggish than what it is. I don't know anybody that thinks that. And when you begin to see, and so that's why there ends up being so many car accidents, and why there are DUI laws, is because your reaction time gets slow, because it is impairing your brain function and your muscles don't respond as well. Your perception isn't as good. And so I just want to start off today. We're not going to get through all of this because we're talking about seeking justice. And there is, You know, it is meant for the king to be a servant who operates in justice. And one of the primary reasons that kings would be unjust would be because they had access to everything that was available. And if they allowed themselves to indulge, they would end up not serving the way that God wanted them to be. There's one more thing here that I won't give my wife credit for this point. She has a truth that she shares about this same concept that is very, very important. And that is this. For me, I have an addictive personality. And so if I'm working, I can really work. If I'm resting, I can really rest. If I play golf, I want to play golf. If I was watching television, I'd want to watch more television. I was a news junkie, and so I got rid of the television because I didn't want that thing controlling my life. So for me, I intentionally stay away from this because if I ever found something that my taste buds did like, I might allow that thing to take control over my life, and I don't want that. Well, people say, well, I'd never allow that to happen. I don't have that. My wife said this to somebody. She said, everybody thinks that there's a certain threshold where you would not get drunk. She said, but I don't drink. So how am I going to know what my threshold is? Would it be the first drink? Would it be the second drink? Would it be the first sip? You see, if you have no tolerance in your system for that, very little of it, a very little volume, is going to have a great big effect. And she said, why would I ever want to test that threshold to where I might do something that would dishonor God and destroy my life? I don't want to do that. I don't want you to do that. You're a child of the living God. You are spiritual royalty, and I pray that you will live in wisdom and not participate in intoxicating substances. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Resurrected me. I sing Jesus.